There are several contentious issues in this year's effort to update the major agriculture law. One is the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, that pays farmers not to grow crops on key wildlife habitat or other environmentally sensitive areas. With the current push to develop more alternative fuels, conservationists are worried that the federal government will encourage farmers to turn grassland into fields for corn and other biofuel sources. Brad Redlin is with the Isaac Walton League.
A lot of folks are looking at that grassland, oftentimes with the attitude of, well, it's not doing anything, let's use it for ethanol. And those proposals certainly do cause us concern because we think that that land is actually doing a great deal. It's doing a great deal in terms of protecting soil, it's doing a great deal in terms of protecting water quality, and it's doing a great deal of production in terms of wildlife.
Redlin says a lot of conservation reserve acres are being re-enrolled, but he says there's competition for the ground. Paul Zimmerman of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says his group values protecting wildlife.
But the issue should come, what's the priority? The ability for a landowner, if they so choose, to farm the land for renewable energies or for livestock feed, whatever, versus someone's wish to have someone else put land aside so there's songbirds around, hypothetically.
Zimmerman also says changes in farm tilling practices have lessened the threat to water quality. The Isaac Walton League is hosting a discussion on the Farm Bill today in Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.